some Swedish friends. This year should be a special schus. Le'nishmas Harav David ben Reb Shmuel. The Mishnah says in Maseches Kelim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Shalosh Avanim Shasan Shtei Kirayim. One made two stoves of three stones. Nitmei Se'achas Menachitzona. So there are two stoves, there are three stones. Each stone, three stones are on a straight line next to each other. And they're like three stones. And each of the two stones, right, you have one, two, three. So one and two together are a stove. And two and three together are a stove. So those are the two stoves, one and two and three. Stone one and stone two. And stone two and stone three are two stoves, and then one of the outer ones became tameh. So what's the din about the middle one? Is the middle one also tameh? The answer is that the half of the middle one that serves the unclean one is tameh, but the half of it that serves the clean one is tar. So it means in the Mishnah, hamitzayis hamishameshes is a tameh tameh. The middle one that's mishamish the tameh is Tumeya, and the what's Mishamish the Tahora is the Tahora. What's Mishamish the pure one is pure, meaning the middle stone, the side that's next to that, that's facing the Tara oven, the Tara stone remains Tar. So the Mishnah goes on and says, let's say Nitla HaTahora. Let's say the Tahora, the clean one, was removed. So now what happens? There are only two stones left. The unclean one, and then the one that was half tar and half tameh. So if the clean one was removed, the middle one is regarded now as being transformed into tameh. Nitla HaTahora, if the tar stone was taken, the Eben HaChitzon of Akira was tar was taken. So what's the din? The din is that Huchlata HaEmtzayis LaTameya. The Emtzayis, the middle one, is now considered completely Tameh. Nitla HaTameya, Huchlata HaEmtzayis LaTahora. Let's say Nitla HaTameya, which means that the Eben HaChitzona, the outer stone of the Kira Temeya, was taken away. So that means that Huchlata Eben, the middle stone, is now completely with the Kira Tahora. When you take away the Eben HaChitzona of the Kira Temeya is now Nisbatel. It's considered that it's smashed. And therefore, nitar af chatzi ha'evan emtzayis shishimesh la. So now the half of the stone that was mishamesh is now tar, because it's like it was broken. Continues the Mishnah. Nitmu shtayim achitzonos. Let's say the two chitzonos became tameh. So what's the din of the middle stone? It's very simple. Nosein luzukadeshvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvisvis akdera, that's tamei. In other words, three etzbos on one side and three etzbos on the other side, and in the middle is tar. So the middle stone is going to be tamei on the two sides and tar in the middle. Vim haisek tana, Hakol Tame. Im Haisik Tana means if the width of the middle stone is less than Shesh Etzbaos, and there's no place that's panui, that's open in the middle, that's not for Shvisa, that's not for placing the Kederos, then the whole thing is going to be Tame. Because it's all Mishamesh, Lekiris HaTameos. Nitlahem Tzayis. If the middle stone was taken after the two outer stones became Tameh, and they remain in place, Im Yocholish Basaleh Yorah Tameh, Gedola Tameh. If you could put this big pot and it'll be resting on the two outer stones, then they remain Tameh. But Echazira, if you put back the middle stone, then Tahora. Because now the Kira of the two Avanim Chitzonias has been misbatel, and it's considered smashed, and Memela, it's tar. They're tar. Ad kan midivrei kacho shel ha-mishnah. So that it says in the Mishnah, Huchlito ha-emtsayis le-tumeya. It says that if the nitla tahora, if the Torah stone was taken away, then huchlita ha-emtsayis le-tumeya. Then the middle stone is now established as being tameh. It's now regarded as only being part of the Tame Kira. It connects to the Tame stone, and now the whole thing is Tame. So, as long as there were three stones, the middle stone was split up. Half was Mishamish, the Kira Tahara, and half the Kira Tameya. But after the outer stone of the Kira Tahara was taken away, so now there's no longer a Kira Tahara, and now the middle stone only serves the Kira Tameya. And therefore, even the Chatzi Evan that was until now Tar is now Tafel to the Kira Tameya, and it now gets the Tumah of that Kira. Al Pi HaKlal of Kol HaMechubar LaTameh Tameh. So that's Tiferes Yisrael. However, the Mishnah Achrona Tainas Shelo Yitachen Shechatzia Evan Shelo Yatameh B'Shat Nefilat HaSheretz. It can't be that the Chetzi of the Evan that wasn't Tameh when the Sheretz hit the Tameh stone, now it's suddenly going to become Tameh. And therefore he's Mefaresh based on the Girsa Huchlam Tzais Latmeya, which is our girsa, that the Mishnah ayin be Teresus Yantuv Melechet Shlomo, she'ein kavanat ha-mishlel umar, the Mishnah doesn't mean to say that automatically there's tumah on the whole stone, but rather from here on in it's part of the kira tumeya mikanu lahava, and if a sheretz falls into the empty space between them, then the whole Evan is going to be Tameh because of this Tumah. Let's see the Mishnah Achrona. He writes, "V'hainu shehuchlata lios tafel atmeya." It was now established as being tafel, as being secondary to the tmeya. Lahaba, from here on in, shimtitame lahaba. That if the outer stone becomes tame lahaba in the future, then the emtsais is going to be tmeya kamosa. But fi girsas l'tuma, mashma d'tum t'mea l'mafreya. But according to the girsa, another girsa, not l'tuma. If it's l'tumea, which is our girsa, so then it's from the kano l'haba. But if it's l'tuma, it's mashma even from now on, it's already now t'meya. V'zeh lo yitachin kei m'shaz kabal sa tum l'erdu tum l'em tzais. Lama t'tamei achshav. If when the outer stone became tamei, the middle stone didn't become tamei, ma pitom then now that it now should have become, it should become tamei. So that's the tain of the Mishnah Acharona. So Rav Michal Feinstein in his Perush on Kelim writes, "Efshalomer, the kevin de nasis dofin lakli, harehu memele tmeya, the kolshem miktas hakli tame, nitma kol hakli machmas hamiktas." Now it became a dofin. Now it became a wall for a kli, for the outer evan, which is tame, and now this evan is completely a kli for that outer evan, because the tar evan is gone. So it's no longer mishamish the tar. It's only mishamish the tame. So since it's a kli for a tame kli, it's a dolphin for a tame kli, memele becomes tame. Because if miktas hakli is tame, then the whole kli is tame. V'afal pisha b'shaito, it wasn't tameya, since it was shayach to the two kelim. Nevertheless, after the tahora was taken away, and now it's shayach only to the kira tmeya, now it becomes kula tmeya. In other words, Rav Michal is saying that maybe the Mishnah Acharona is not correct. Maybe taka, the whole evan becomes tmeya immediately, and the svara would be because now it's one kli with the evan tmeya. Kol shi kli echad yored es tuma l'kula idea miktas shiarda alav tuma. So since it's yored al miktas, meaning on the tamei evan, and already was part of this evan, was already tamei, and now the whole evan becomes tamei because now it's all part of the tamei evan. Ukemo b'talis shechnisa shalosh etzbos lebayis hamenuga, like a talis that you put three fingers worth into a bayis menuga, into a tsaras house, that even though you only put in three etzbos, the whole beged becomes tameh. So too here. And even though you could be mechalek, that there it's b'shas kabbalas tumah, the whole thing becomes tameh. And here, the kabbalas tumah already happened. The outer kli already became tameh. So who says that now that the tahor evan was removed, who says that now achar maisa we're going to be metame the whole middle evan? Nevertheless, the reason it's becoming tame is not because of the maisa kabbalah satuma. When we call Mako Almighty, Tumas Miktas and Itma Kula. Because there, Bishas Kabbalah Satuma, part of the Kli didn't become Tame, meaning part of the Beged didn't become Tame. And yet the whole Beged becomes Tame. In other words, what was Makabal Tumah? Bishas Maisa, only the three Etzbos. And yet that affected the whole thing. So here also you can argue that even afterwards, you're right, then it was at the same time. The moment the three became tame, the whole beged became tame. After three etzbos became tame, the whole beged became tame. But here, you can argue that, you're right, it's l'achar maisa, but still, since it's now a dolphin for a kli tame, it's tame. Just like the beged, b'shas maisa, part of the beged wasn't mekabel tuma, and yet the whole beged is mekabel tuma. So to hear, b'shas maisa, only part of the b'shas maisa kabbalas tuma, only part of the Evan was mekabel tuma, the part that shayach to the Evan tmeya. So only part of the middle Evan was mekabel tuma. But now la'achar maisa, since the Evan atahara was taken away, now the whole Evan is going to be tame. However, Rav Michal asks Akasha from the Mishnah later on in Perek Yudches. What does it say in Perek Yudches? So we have a Mishnah, Perek Yudches, Mishnah Zayin. It says there in the Mishnah as follows. Kera Shehaisa Tmea Medris. If you have a bed leg that had contracted Tumas Medris, V'chibra Lamita, and then you were mechaber this leg to a bed. So you had a bed leg that contracted medrash, and now you joined it to a bed. So the din is kula tmeya medrash. The whole bed contracts tumas medrash. Persha. If afterwards the leg was removed from the bed, he tmeya medris, v'amita maga medris. So the din is that it retains its medris uncleanliness, while the bed is not no longer tame medris itself, because it's no longer connected to the leg that was tame medris, but it's maga medris because it touched medris. And it's a Rishon Letuma. Continues the Mishnah. Haisa Tumea Tumas Shiva V'chibra Lamita. If a Tumas Shiva is Tuma of Adam or Kalim that was Nitma B'meis and it became an Abba Tuma, and you have to be Mazah from the Efer Paraduma. So in our case, the bed leg touched a dead person, and the Mishnah teaches that if you're mechaber it to a mita tahora, it's considered one guf, and therefore the mita is called kulo tumeya tumas shiva. That's what it says. I said tumeya tumas shiva, v'chibra lemita kula tumeya tumas shiva, persha. And if it's separated, he tumeya tumas shiva, the bed leg is tame tumas shiva, the hamita Tumea Tumas Erev. Because no, it's no longer Tamei Meis that it touched a dead body, but it touched a Tamei Meis. And therefore it's Tamei Ada Erev. Or it touched any other of a Tumah, like a Sheretz Meis, and it becomes a Rishon LeTumah. So at night it could become, you put in the mikvah by day, and then at night it becomes tar. Haisa Tumea Tumas Erev V'chibra Lamita. So let's say it was only Tumea Tumas Erev. In other words, the bed leg was only Tumea Tumas Erev because it touched the Tamei Meis. What's the din? And you're mechaber to the mita, kula tumea tumas erev. The whole mita is tumea tumas erev because it's guvecha di makera. But Pirusha Yatzma Tmeya Tumas Erev Vamita Tahora, because this bed leg is only a Rishon Latum, and Kalim are only Makabal Tumah from an Abba Tumah. Ad Kan HaMishnah LeKaman BePerek Yitches Mishnah Zayin V'Hainu. Kevan says Reb Michel Shenosan Bokera Tomei Nitma Kol Amita Ukshenita LaKera Ein Amita LaRishon LaTumah. When you attach the leg, the whole mita becomes tame, and when you take away the leg, then the mita is only a rishon l'tumah. The leg is an avatumah, so if it's with the mita, it's connected to the mita, the whole mita is an avatumah. Then we take away the mita, is a rishon l'tumah. And if what we're saying is true, that even after Kabbalah's hatumah, we say that if Miktsas is Tame, then Nitma Kulo, because the Miktsas, Tumas Miktsas, is Mitame the whole Kli, so even after you take away the Kera, the Mita should be Tumea like it was. Because what was the vort that we were saying before? We were saying that once part of it becomes Tameh, then the whole thing becomes Tameh. And that's why if you if the Eben HaChitzona, the Tahora, was taken away, so now the middle Eben is considered connected to the Eben HaTmeya, and it becomes Tame. Why? Because Miktsas of the Kli was Tame. So that's Mitame the whole Kli. So here also, in this Mishnah, you have Tumas Miktsas, because of this Kara, and that's Mitame the whole Kli. And what do we say? We say that this works, this should work even afterwards. Just like in the Kira case, it works even afterwards. B'shas Kabbalah Satuma, part of the outer stone, part of the middle stone wasn't Tame, but now it becomes Tame because it's connected to the Tame stone. So we should say the same thing. Similarly, if you have this leg, this Tame leg, it was connected to the bed. So now the whole bed should be considered Tame Meis, even after you take away the leg. Because once Miktsas is Tame, then the whole thing becomes Tame. So now the bed adopted a new status. Now the whole bed is Tameh. Just like the stone adopted a new status, now the whole stone is Tameh. Since part of the stone is Tameh, meaning the one Evan is Tameah, and this second Evan, the middle one, is Mishamesh, the outer one. So we say, since part of it is Tameh, the whole thing is Tameh. So to here, since part of the bed is Tame, the whole bed becomes Tame, and who cares that we took away the Kara? So that's Reb Michel Feinstein's cash. So there's yet a lot more to say, and hopefully Amir Tashem, we will continue in the next shiur on this Mishnah. And we will see more in the flow. Samir Tashem, Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.